Welcome, everyone, to the Perverts Paradise Podcast, or the PP Podcast, as we like to call it. I'm Raven.
Panda.
And this week, we've got some interesting reads for you. We've got Interspecies Reviewers by Amahara and Masha. And we also have Enemy Girl by Mitoban. And I did look it up. We did start with yours last time, so we'll start with Interspecies Reviewers this time. Interspecies Reviewers is my pick. Enemy Girl is Panda's pick this week.
A lot shorter.
Yeah, I kind of picked a long one this time. But that means we don't have to spend as much time on it. We can just kind of like... What do they call it?
Play by play.
Yeah, we're like, stretch for time. Like, that's it. Cut.
Oh, but you know, like
we don't have to do like a blow for blow, play by play.
Yeah,
read it word for word. So yeah, I picked the first volume of Interspecies Reviewers, which I actually have a copy of. You can hear it. But I'm still going to be reading on the computer because it's easier. So, first things first. A lot of people might know this from the Funimation debacle a little while ago. Have you heard about this, Panda? Panda?
Here. There we go. I wasn't picking up, I guess. Okay. No, I have not.
You're not? Okay. So, like, all these companies are making mad grabs at anime adaptations. So Funimation's like, okay, we're going to get exclusive rights to do Interspecies Reviewers as part of one of their exclusivity grabs. So they start localizing it and everything, and, like, three episodes in, they kind of realize what the show's about, and they're like, we can't put our names on this. Because, like, I guess they didn't look at it beforehand and realize it's a bunch of guys reviewing brothels and having a lot of sex.
Why this? It's so popular. Oh, that's why it's popular.
Right.
It's like, oh, we made a mistake.
It's like you couldn't do like the cursory amount of research into this before you bought exclusive rights. Which, they still have the rights to it. They're just not doing anything with it. I think that's really fucking dumb. So anyway, we got the cover, which has one of the elf. They call them succu girls for succubus girls in the manga. So that's what I'm going to call them instead of hookers or sex workers. It's on brand. So definitely the girls are more the focus of the cover. You can see our main characters in the background, but you'd be forgiven for thinking they're just background characters. And our story opens with one of the main characters, who has a really weird name. It's not Stink, it's Stunk. As in, he previously has been of Stink. He's leaving an elven succu joint, succubus joint. And he is, he crosses path with his elven friend, Zell, who berates him. Sorry. And we'll have to do editing for this one to cut that out. So he berates him for having sex with elf girls. Because elf girls are like hundreds of years old, so to him, that's really gross. Even though they look like, I don't know, 30? 25?
But they're so old.
But they're so old. Meanwhile, this 50-year-old lady who looks every bit of her age walks up, and Zella's like, oh, hell yeah. Let's go, lady. To which Sunk is like, what the hell? He's like, she's a lot younger. So even though she looks old, she's to an elf, I guess, she's very young. And I really like this dynamic.
Yeah.
That's something I never thought of before. So they're back at the bar. They're arguing over which one's better, a 500-year-old elf or a 50-year-old human. So they end up talking to their friends. I forget their names, but one's a halfling, one is a furry. I think they call them hybrids?
Yeah,
hybrids. He's basically a furry. The hybrid's name is Bruise, and the halfling's name is Kanchal. I turned the page and it told me. And you get your first taste of the reviews, which they actually write out all the reviews and score them that you can see. And this is like one of the big reasons for reading this, is just the comedy from reading these reviews. And I should say, while this one's very etchy, it's very softcore. Like, I don't even think we get actual boobs until, like, the last chapter.
Yeah, we get it for a while.
Yeah, it in later volumes, it's way more pronounced. But in the first one, they definitely want to sell you on, this is a funny, etchy story that you can have fun with. So I really like the halflings review. So basically they have the argument between Stunk and Zell over, you know, elves are cute. No, humans are cuter. And you have a halfling who's like, okay, the elf's really old. I'm not into that. But the human is also really old, and I'm not into that either. And then they read the reviews, see the scores, and everyone but Stunk has reviewed the old 50-year-old lady higher than the 500-year-old elf. And he cannot believe it. And not hit ads. God damn it. Oh, here we go. So the next chapter, they actually, it's one of the first times you see Krim, who's the angel. And that's actually my favorite character of the story. But we'll get into that. Our reviewers are putting their reviews on the guild bulletin board. And a lot of people seem to be very interested in it. They did a dragon review. Oh, I'm sorry. Dagon review. I actually just now realized it said Dagon. I've read this book like 3 times. Octopus Girls of the Sea. All right. She's rated pretty highly by everyone except the halfling. Halfling seems to have issues with... has a very specific type.
So, the halfling like
What?
I don't remember the halfling actually likes.
You know, neither do I. It's got to be something, right? Probably other halflings.
Only halflings.
So the guild lady who's like half bird lady, which is really fucking cute, gives them a big sack of gold because everyone's leaving with their review of the brothels. Sorry, sucky joints. So they've earned a payout from the guild. And they're like, oh, this is quite a lot of money. She's like, okay, what are you going to do with it? And they're like, we're going to go find more species and review them. Duh. Is this where they ask Krim? Krim works at the guild by, like, delivering drinks and whatnot. And she floats around. She's really cute. I call her she, even though they do say that she's a hermaphrodite. So she got a dick, she got a vagina. And they always say him, but for some reason I said she. So maybe I should shift to saying he. Let's see here. They end up busting back into the guild like 2 weeks later with another review. And it's about it's about bird people. Which makes the guild leader very uncomfortable. And you get to see the reviews from Stunk, Zell, Krim, who looks very nervous, and a new person, Nalgami, which I don't think you see in this manga. But they always make a point, like, they have four people reviewing, so you get a really good variety of scores.
I really like the snakes review.
She turned me down because she said she couldn't do it with a snake, and I really wanted to wrap myself around that body too. It's heaven and hell for snakes.
Like, bird people don't like snakes.
Yeah, the bird place doesn't like snakes.
Like, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Why would you take a snake to a bird place? Anyway, the owner gets mad. They're like, hey, we're not the one who suggested winged women. And Crimson in the background is flying away, blushing. And so the next page, they share some of their cut with Krim. Then it shows the, oh, what is this? Kamchal, the halfling, getting wrapped up by, I guess, like an octopus girl. He's not happy. But when is he, so? Yeah. We're gonna start the next chapter with Krim being in danger from this giant thing. But that's not important because it gets shot in the head and killed immediately by Stunk and Zell. Showing that they are actually really good adventurers. But they'd rather spend their time in sucky joints with sucky girls. It's early, so I still got that phlegm in the throat. What?
It's like an actual D&D party.
Yeah.
It's just paying the brothels.
That's so accurate. I hate it.
We could have been jerked, but why would we?
The adventure's just to get us to the next brothel, all right? Oh, that... I never should have introduced brothels in my D&D games. 4 hour session of nothing but... Never mind. So they talk Krim into going with them. And they go to... it doesn't say the name of the place, but it's a place for hybrids. So she's snuggled up to a cute cat girl. Which I think in later volumes they say she has a real, like, heavy furry fetish. So, like, that's her main thing is hybrids. There's actually... It doesn't happen in this volume, but as a really quick aside, there's one volume where they go to a hybrid fair, and they're walking through, and like it's one long street. At the beginning of the street, it's basically, you can't tell they're hybrids. They're like 99% human. And the further you go down, the more percentage toward animal it gets. So it gets to the point where, like, they're, like, full-blown furries, and they're like, but the road keeps going. We have to know. We have to know, like, what's the most you can get out of a hybrid. So they go, like, all the way down, and it's just a bunch of farm animals. Oh. And they're like, oh, no, we've gone too far. Go back, go back.
We've gone too far. Retreat.
Retreat.
Too real, too real.
Like, this is just... Ah, so good. But anyway, we go through, they see the Hydra girl, shows their picks for, oh, demi-humans. Is a demi-human different than a hybrid? Hold on. Now I'm checking my actual book to see if it says demi-human. It fucking says demi-human. Anyway. On the chapter 4. Where they're wondering where they should go next when they see fairies. So thinking, alright, let's do some fairies. So they go to the fairy girl store, Nectar. And this, like, fairy who looks like an old... I want to say, like, an old hag, because she's got, like, a really nice body and nice figure and everything. It just looks like she hasn't slept in 1,000 years. So they got the halfling and Krim with them. So there's their four. And they're like, all right, well, let's get some fairies going. It's $500, and they have to measure your dick. So Stunt goes first, and the fairy just got a ruler, and she's like, all right, now get hard. He's like, that's a little hard to do, with, like, all my friends right behind me, just staring. But, she strips down a little bit, and sort of, like, sits on his crotch to get him hard, and then measures... She's like, all right, you are 16.5 centimeters. And it's like, don't just tell everyone. So She's like, all right, here's two cards. You can pick from either of these two fairies. Those are the size that fairies you can get. And they're both, like, very overweight fairy ladies. So the joke is, like, they can't take very big dicks. So they have to measure you to see who you can take. Zell gets the pick from 20 different fairies.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I think that's bad.
Probably a little worse, but he doesn't seem too upset by it at all. And they're like, Halfling, you can pick anyone. It's like, oh.
No need to measure.
No need to measure. He's like, not a single one's a no-go? He's like, nope.
It's sad.
And it's like, all right, Angel Boy, your turn. So, Krim starts taking off his pants. And she's like, all right, sorry, no one. You can't have anyone. And they're all like, holy shit, Krim's packing. So then you see the reviews. Krim's is good. She gave it a 0. She's like, I won't say why, but I was told none of them would see me. They still charged me the initial fee, though. Like, that sucks. And then it shows all the ladies looking at the reviews. Then they all look over and just start staring at Krim. Krim looks miserable about this. That's the end of that chapter. It goes to the next chapter. It kind of teases you with a whole, I am the Demon King, come to destroy your world. And they're like, oh yeah, demons. Demons are hot. Then they start talking about orc girls. Like, a big history fucking lesson. There it is. They eventually get invited to the Demon Hole. Is this where they go to the Demon Hole? I'm getting all the volumes mixed up because I've read 5 volumes of this. And they go to the Demon Hole a couple of times. I think there's one time they just pass it up. I don't know. They go. They've got, I forgot his name. The Hybrid. So they walk up, and it's right next door. The Demon Hole is right next door to a cowgirl place. Who are also cowgirls. Yeah. So they make a beeline straight for that one instead of the Demon Hole. I like Zell's review of the farm. It just says boobies right at the top. Come on, stupid ads.
I'm disappointed the Halfling wasn't there to do a review.
Yeah. I do like the Halfling.
His last review was a 9. It's revised.
From the fairy place?
Yeah, here he said all of them were all pretty nice. So I guess he was just with all of them.
Nice. So, chapter 6 starts with Stunk and Zell walking in, and they are immediately turned into women. and start laughing at each other. The place is called the Gender Swap Inn. You basically go in and it swaps your gender. Well, you drink a potion and it swaps your gender. For Krim, it doesn't really do anything because, again, already has both organs, so I guess it just switched the placement of them.
Strange. That would be strange.
They decide to check and notice she's got a clean, refined slit, as they say. She's like, oh, a guy saw my female parts. So Grim gets mad and tries to leave. Demon cat ties her up in some nice upside down bondage. Sorry, this is a really good panel. Oh god, they want to get girl-on-girl action with them as one of the girls. It's like, sweet. So now they're looking through a catalog of people to have sex with. Krim stumbles upon a hairy muscle man and is what's the good word for this? Shocked?
No. He's kind of just like,
she's like, wait, this is a dude. They're like, well, yeah. And the guys are called Incubus Boys. So, Stunk ends up picking a elven female, 659 years old, to be his sucky girl for his lesbian experience, to which everyone else is repulsed. And they call Stunk Fem Stunk. Of course, the halfling picks the halfling. What the fuck are you? Oh, a slime girl. Zell picks the slime girl, which I kind of would pick too. You never know when the next time you're going to be able to fuck a slime. And Krim picks the hyena girl.
What about that?
Hmm?
I agree with the hyena girl.
Oh yeah, she's really hot. She's like, a spotted Luna from Hell of a Boss.
God, she is.
It's like, hyena girls have dicks too. And it's like, oh, perfect for Krim. And of course, they changed her name on the review to Clitorim. Instead of. So I have to click through so many fucking ads on this website. I apologize for giving you this link. So the next chapter starts with Krim waking up to some tentacle lady doing stuff. And she's like, all right, I'm out of fire gems. Go get me some more. So they go to the volcanic lands. Where, of course, there's a salamander sucky joint. Which, I forget what this is actually called in real life, where you eat the food off the girl's body. But since she's a fire salamander, you put the raw food on her body and it cooks and sizzles. Which looks really fucking fun. They're cooking stuff on her. Krim has angelic resistance to fire, so she could go ahead and do things if she wanted. But she's supposed to be an angel, so. At one point, Zell's like, all right, I'm going to cook my sausage in this hole. To which then the comic cuts away to another angel bathing, and it's like, all right, not the other angel, I got confused by the wings. The bird girl who runs the guild. And it's like, oh yeah, there's restrictions in these magazines, so we have to edit out the content of this program. So here's this instead, which is almost just as bad. And it cuts back to the salamander, and there's just, like, sausages flopping all over her. And then Krim's, like, buckled over, grabbing herself. And they're like, hey, looks like you're at your limit in another kind of way. And the salamander's like, all right. Does anyone want to go to the next room and actually do stuff? Stunkenzella like, no, because we would die. But Krim is like, all right, I can't stand it. Let's go. So the salamander carries Krim off to the next room. That fire resistance paying off. Chapter 9 starts with Stunk Zeldin Bruise laying in the street, and Krim like, no, you can't die here. So it flashes back 6 hours. And they find a really cheap sucky joint with actual succubuses, like succubi is the one. And the succubi are just like, I love this page 5 of chapter 9. They're just like in this glass room, and all the succubus demons are just clawing at the glass. And they're like, all right, you can go in for just a very small fee, and you have to stay until everyone's satisfied. Which they make it pretty clear that most people will die. But they live off of sex, so this is the best way for them to get by. So Krim's like, all right, let's just leave. But Sunk's like, Zell, I'm going in. Buff me. So Zell buffs them all. They pay the fine. Krim's like, you're all gonna die. I'm like, listen, Krim. There are times in man's life when you just can't back down. Krim's like, I don't think this is one of them. But they charge headlong in anyway. And then shows them again, passed out on the street. And the caveat, it took about a week for them to recover. The reviews are... these are like the best reviews.
Yes, they are.
Stunt gave it a 1. It's only fun for the first 30 minutes. It's torture after that. The rest gave it 0s. Straight up suicide. If the next set of customers had taken an hour longer to arrive, we would be dead. Then Krim, I absolutely do not want to go in there.
I certainly feel like Krim's the smartest one of all of them.
Yeah.
It's like, nope.
Next, chapter 10. We're almost through this. Chapter 10 starts with our boys getting a request to review Cyclopses. Cyclopses is how I'm saying it. To which, again, is right next to the demon hole that they can't get people to go in. And they're like, all right, let's not go to the cow store again. So they walk in, they ask about, you know, what they're famous for. Like, oh, size. We got huge sizes from F to H, even K. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be like huge titted ladies. And, the halfling's like, all right, I'll take the biggest one you got. I'm like, sure. So a small-breasted cyclops walks out with the largest eye you could ever imagine.
This is what you want, right?
Like, 3/4 of the face is just an eyeball. I'm like, oh, the sizes, they're about the eyes, not the tits. And Krim's like, oh, so pretty. I want the H-size girl. Sometimes they'll get A-size, which are really pretty. Big tits. But they seem put off? Because they're like, oh, we're not that big. You sure you want us? And they're like, yeah. The halfling gave it the lowest score. And then you find out who gave them the job. It's a single-eyed girl magician. It's like, it's true. People don't mind small-eyed girls. Chapter 11 starts with Krim serving Demon Cat. And there's a lot of demon cats in the store. So they suggest, you're right, it's too dark. Let's go to a light-based store. Which, I love this place. It's called the Mystery Garden of Light. And it's a sucky joint where you get your first actual, like, full tit shot in this chapter. It's the last chapter of the entire volume. but everything else is strategically covered up by the light. And that's part of the story. They're like, don't worry, the light moves around with you and covers all your bits. So she's like, spreads her legs wide, and it's like, see, nothing but light. So they go in, and it is just like super bright. They see tits galore. They take Krim's pants off, and it's just blah, blinding light. Stunk and Zell take their clothes off. You can see the difference in the light blur from Stunk and Zell. Like, Stunk has a bigger one, Zell has a smaller one. But then the halfling has the smallest one. And he's very upset. But then it cuts to Krim, who has, like, quarter-page light blur. And they're like, wow, you're really shining. So then other customers come in, and they're like, oh, this isn't, like, private? And they're like, nope, everyone's just does their thing in one big open orgy. So I kind of put a damper on some of the scores. Krim gave it a 0, which is a little unfair. But, oh well. And it ends with people talking about the reviews and whatnot.
I'm surprised the halfling gave it a high review. Gave it a 5.
That's high for him! The girls themselves are great, but I was bothered by how bright their bodies were. Yeah, it happens. Alright. So that ends Interspecies Reviewers. What'd you think of the story, Panda?
I like it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there... It's got a warning for explicit content. There's not really much with it, so like it's not like a full-blown hentai like we've done in the past, but it's really funny, it's really enjoyable, and you do see some titties. So I liked it. Well, of course I liked it. It was my pick. So, as for ratings, let's see here. I would probably give it 600-year-old elves out of 10. Just because it's really good, but if you came here looking for, like, hardcore porn, you will be disappointed.
This is true.
What about you? What would you rate this?
I really like the way they've drawn, like, different characters in this. The demi-humans and stuff are neat.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
6 out of 10 demi.
Sounds good. Like
also, Zell kind of reminds me of a character. Just kind of weird.
Does he remind you of?
It's a character from a French anime. It's called Wakfu. The character's Yugo. He looks just like the character, except he has elf ears. Really weird.
Huh. Never heard of Wakfu. have to look at that in more depth later.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
All right. So now we move right on to Enemy Girl by Mitoban, which came out in Comiket 94. So it's fairly recent.
I didn't even notice it came out.
I really want to go to Comiket one day. Son of a bitch. Alright. So the cover's great. Got big titted demon girl. Didn't notice the scorpion tail at first.
Oh, I didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, like,
oh, that's terrifying.
I looked at it first and I'm like, oh, really nice. And then I saw her use it in the comic and then I like looked back and I'm like, oh, she has a scorpion tail. Yeah, she's got really big tits. Nice body. Like, not like your standard hentai skinny, but not really fat. She thick. I like it.
Me too.
The only problem is the first panel, I have no idea what it's supposed to be. Like in the top right of page 2. It's like a circular, like, cylinder. Like stuff coming off of it. A lot of sound effects. But anyway, we see a knight that's been beaten to hell and bleeding profusely. And he is at the mercy of a demon girl. And she's like, I've defeated you, but I've decided to make you my sacrifice. Dun dun dun. He wakes up.
Or snackrifice.
I did want to say snackrifice, but I stopped myself.
But I'll say it then.
You're a bad influence, Panda. Alright, so he wakes up with all bandaged up, still hurting, but he is chained to the wall. And the demon girl is name dropped as the devil Surailin. And she's reading a book while taunting him. She's like, I patched your injuries for you, but that's so I can use you as a sacrifice in a ritual. She's like, my species is underpopulated. People keep killing demons and devils. So she's going to perform a ritual to make more. So it's like, she goes, a strong human is required to serve as a sacrifice. And he's like, don't tell me. And she's like, exactly. And then starts taking her panties off. She's like, you will serve as my sacrifice. And he's like, why are you taking your panties off? She's like, well, it's necessary for the ritual. It's like, all right. Like, his fear is kind of undermined by her being half naked now. So then she rips off his clothes. Hardening is required. He's like, he's like, what? Is this really happening? So then she gets him hard, and she puts his dick in her pussy, and is immediately like struck by a huge twinge of pain. She's like, I see. The ritual, I understand. Why, it's not for the faint of heart. And he's like, are you for real? Like, this is just sex. So She moves a little bit. It just hurts too much for her. She's obviously a virgin. This is where she slams the wall with her scorpion tail. Because he tries to like move inside her. She's like, nope, you're not doing anything unless I say. He's like, alright. She's like, alright. So she looks in the book and is like, alright, next is plunging in and out repeatedly. So she tries. It just hurts too much. So she stands up and she's like, but a white essence was supposed to come out of the sacrifice. So she's like, I shall reread the ritual and we'll try again tomorrow. And we'll try every day until this works. And he's like, oh, it's gonna be like this every single day. I'm never gonna be able to come again. Cause she just can't do it properly.
Thought this was going to be a sacrifice. Now it's just torture.
Right. So it cuts to some time passing. And she's like, alright, time to serve my sacrifice again. And she sits on his dick and he's like, okay, you're just torturing me. And she gets off his dick and is like, alright, maybe tomorrow. He's like, stop, please. I've had enough. I'll help you complete the ritual. She's like, what does a human know about the demon ritual? He's like, this has nothing to do with humans or devils. I just can't live like this. So she releases him reluctantly. And he just like grabs her tits. And she's just beating the fuck out of him. And he's like, no, it's part of the ritual. It's needed. It's important. She's like, well, nothing was written about this in the book. And he's like, no, it's very important. He starts touching her pussy, and like, it hurts a little bit, but he's gonna like just keep going to get her used to it, so that it doesn't hurt her anymore. Good guy night. So she ends up coming, and then, which makes her like fall over into the bending over position. And he's like, all right, now time to proceed with the ritual. And they start going at it doggy style. And she is like, I love that she tries to like act like she's this big, bad, powerful demon when she's just getting absolutely fucked. He just starts just like slamming into her. She's like, you said you'd go slow. And he's like, ah, sorry. He's just like been denied orgasm for too long.
Rupaled by a demon.
Right. Oh. Oh.
Like, can't stop, won't stop.
She eventually relinquishes and lays down on her back and is like, alright, you wish to help me complete the ritual? Then help me complete the ritual. Just take things slower. So he relents and they start fucking again. And she's like, alright, it's not bad. It's starting to feel better. And she's like, I started to feel faint. If I pass out, let your essence out. And it's like, alright, can do. So he comes almost inside her, but he slips out and just comes all over her instead. And she is pissed when she wakes up. Because for her to make more demons, it has to be inside. So she's like, you will do it properly next time. He's like, yes, ma'am. So we flash forward to a few months later, and she reveals that she's pregnant. It's worked. The ritual has succeeded. And her plan is to complete the ritual many more times so as to make a legion of demons that shall never fall. And he's like, I don't know how realistic your plan is. Because I'm pretty sure I would be dead before you get to a legion. She's like, I'll extend your life then. And that's where the story ends.
Just kind of accepts his fate. I guess this is my life now.
It's almost like the Goblin Fucker comic.
Yeah.
Where you go to slay the thing, but it's like, well, wouldn't mind having sex anyway. But yeah, this was a quick 27-page comic. It's right to the point. Sates my breeding fetish. Really good pick, Banda.
I really want to know if there's a second one of this, just to see like a skeleton in the room chained up.
Mm-hmm.
Then a new guy be there. Still trying to complete that for me. I really want those comics. Like, oh, he died a long time ago.
What did he die of? Crushed pelvises.
A skeleton just chained to the wall with a broken pelvis would be hilarious.
Right. That was a really good comic. I really enjoyed that one.
Could even be like the last, hope the next one's a lot more durable than the last one was.
Mm-hmm.
Broke way too easily.
My toy broke.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that so much. I'll give that 8 scorpion tails out of 10.
Give it 7 demon spawns out of 10.
7 demon spawns, alright. So we agree it's better than interspecies reviewers.
Yeah.
Not by much,
though. I do like interspecies reviewers, though.
Oh, yeah. Not downplay interspecies reviewers, because it is really good.
The story's really good.
Mm-hmm. Interspecies reviewers, great story. Enemy Girl, great story with great artwork and great porn. So it just ticked all of the boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got comedy kind of in it, which I like.
Mm-hmm. I do like lighthearted, like almost wholesome. I don't really say wholesome, because that's like more leaning towards vanilla. But, like, I like the lighthearted pornography from time to time. Where it's just people having fun. So much of it nowadays is just filled with, like, NTR and, like, rape and stuff like that. That sometimes you start to feel bad.
Yeah.
This one's a really good palate cleanser. Alright, and I think that'll do it for this time. Pen, is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No.
I knew it! Alright, so if you haven't already, follow us on Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please click the subscribe button to know when we post the next episode. Which, I think I have mine picked. Well, I have a list of things to pick. But... oh, yeah. Mine's going to be a good one next week. You're going to have your work cut out for you to beat me then, Panda.
Hmm. competition now.
Hasn't it always been?
Hmm.
Only when I win, though.
No.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.